This episode of the Coder Dojo podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast.
Hello again and welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast. I am Kevin Smith and today I am with Kieran and Douglas and Luca is here too. Say hello, people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No, we're not doing an acapella. We should do that sometime though. At some point we should do an acapella. Would that not be amazing? Am I the only one who thinks that would be amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Microsoft buys Mojang. It is confirmed, it has happened, it is happening for $2.5 billion, and Marcus Notch Persson is now leaving. The person who has been hailed as quote unquote the father of Minecraft. Actually, on an unrelated note, people have been giving him, like, crap for everything that goes wrong in Minecraft when he hasn't been working on the day-to-day work of it for, like, 3 years.
Yeah, like, he's given it to
Jens
Bergensen or whatever.
Have you read his thing on Notch.org about why he's leaving?
Yeah.
Because I totally understand, like, that's one reason why I don't necessarily want to make a game. But then again, I do want to make games. I don't want to have the responsibility of so many people depending on me to carry it on if I don't want to.
Yeah, so anyway, Notch said, "I don't see myself as a real game developer," he begins. I make games because it's fun and because I love games and I love to program, but I don't make games with the intention of them becoming huge hits, and I don't try to change the world. Minecraft certainly became a huge hit, and people are telling me it's changed games. I never meant for it to do either. It's certainly flattering it, and to gradually get thrust into some kind of public spotlight is interesting, but I can't be responsible for something this big. I get where he's coming from. Like, not with anecdotal evidence, obviously. I obviously haven't experienced this, but I can understand it. I can understand him.
Yeah.
I think everybody can understand him, except some people probably won't, and probably won't get angry.
Yeah. Because to allow Mojang get bought out by Minecraft, I suppose, they might see him as a bit of a hypocrite, considering he kind of jumped off the Oculus Rift as soon as Facebook bought it, and now he's letting his own company get taken over by Microsoft.
And it's not like this didn't go through him. It's not like he's the largest shareholder in the company, so like he made this decision. He made the decision to sell this.
It's his company. He can do what he wants with it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not like people can
be
angry,
I'm not mocking him. I'm not mocking him or like trying to insult him. I'm just saying these are the facts. And Notch, we wish you all the best in your future endeavors, if you are listening. Next is...
Kind of doubt that, just a small bit.
Notch, if you're listening, tweet at Black Belted Dragon.
It's more like Black Belted Durgan.
Durgan, yeah. There wasn't enough space. I'm actually probably going to change it again.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Just like change it to like your real full name or something.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so iOS 8 is out, or it's coming out.
It is out, unfortunately.
But don't install it on your 4S. I have
or
not.
Below. Or can you even get a below?
You cannot get a below, I don't think. Because, according to reports from the Huffington Post, says that iOS 8 will slow down your 4 or 4S. And Apple probably could be doing a lot more to help this. But they're trying to push along the new ones, which I think is really annoying, because like if they were going to, because they're still selling 4S's, like what's the point? Like at the moment they're still selling 8GB 4S's.
Yeah,
what is the point? What is the point of selling new devices if they can't even ship with your newest software?
Because it's a kind of thing. They're
you to buy a newer iPhone.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, but so stop selling us the old one that can't...
Yeah, everyone loves the 4S, so, like, there is going to still be a market for both.
Yeah, so if there's a market for the 4S, then why aren't they supporting... Then why aren't they fixing these problems? Like, I know iOS 8 is only out recently, and they may fix it.
I doubt
they're going to fix it.
Well, they also have to make sure that it can run really well with the 6, and the 4S and 4... would be quite a lot slower than the 6.
Yeah, the
so
6 is the
won't
main
be able
concern,
to handle as much.
That's like, they're not going to be worrying about the past. Right? They're just worrying about how the
I know, but it's like,
it.
It's okay if you want to stop selling the 4S's, right? If you want to stop selling 4S's, okay. But, if you want to stop supporting iOS on the 4S, that's okay. But don't continue to sell the 4S. That's just going to piss people off.
Yeah, it's going to piss people off more if you discontinue the 4S.
No, it's... yeah, but now people aren't... Look, like, they're... Like, people are going to be pissed now because Apple have to make a decision. Are they going to sell... Are they going to ship the 4S's that they're selling with iOS 7? And people are going to be pissed because they're getting... Because they're getting last year's software, or are they going to ship it with iOS 8 and people are going to be pissed because it's slow as hell and eats up their battery?
Yeah, but and the memory, seeing as it's only 8 gigabyte models now. I'm not installing iOS 8, and there are several updates, like, you know, for apps. But, like, I just don't have the space.
I actually made space, but I went to try to download it, not really knowing much about it, and. Some reason, I don't know, there's no way to download it. It says there's an update, but there's no download button. Even though it says on their website, it does support on my iPod. But now you've mentioned it being slower and those sort of things, I might not get it.
No, but yours is, what's that? That's the 5th gen.
Yes, but
Is that the one with the little thing that comes out?
Yes, but it is the 5th gen, but it does even, like, sometimes, without even having the thing open. That's very rare.
It what?
Very rarely it will lag, but I think that's just probably because like a year and a half old, I don't know. On how long?
Yeah, like this should work. It should work on that.
Mm.
Apple, get on it.
They're gonna sell everything they've ever made just so they can get more money. Like, it costs $15 just to make an iPhone. $15 or pounds or whatever.
Sure, isn't that a thing with new technology? It's inbuilt obsolescence, like. Like, they're not going to make it durable and able to handle stuff that they're going to make in 4 years' time, because then there'd be no reason to buy it.
Mm.
And, but I know a lot of people still have their 4S.
Mm.
Like, they're... yeah, me, Kieran, Cahill, and Harry, they have the 4S. A lot of my cousins have 4S's.
And I'm rocking my Symbian, which had the app store recently shut down.
Boom.
I now have to download apps off weird sites to get any apps.
Anyway, moving on, but still talking...
iFixit Teardown.
Yeah, we're talking about the iFixit Teardown. We had specs from... the iPhones... iPhone 6s and 6 Pluses last week, but they weren't official, and iFixit isn't official either, but if I'm going for a teardown, I'm going to go to iFixit, because the way I've seen it, they're the most reliable. So iFixit says that it has the Apple A8 processor with 64-bit, it has the M8, it can go to 16, 64, or 128. Again, why is there... They should have just gone 32, 64, 128.
But 16 would kind of be seen as the budget device. 64 is medium, and then 128.
Yeah, but they're selling the 64 gig. Like, what they're doing, they're selling the 16 gig at the same price. They're selling the 64 gig at the 32 gig price, and the 128 at the 64 gig price.
Exactly, like the cost of it must be getting cheaper, but they still don't want to have to put in the 32 gig when 16 gig is enough for some people who don't use the iPhone properly.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, 32 gigabytes is the perfect size for me because it's Because, like, 64 gigabytes is way too much. I doubt I'll ever use 64 gigabytes of storage on my phone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, 16 is too small.
Mm.
Especially with these new software updates taking so much space.
Yeah, my friend said it took him a day to download iOS 8.
Daddy.
I'm not sure if that's his internet's particularly
slow. Yeah, that's
slow.
That's his internet.
Right.
Mm.
Because, like...
I was like, surely it couldn't take a day.
Because it takes, like, 3 gigabytes... The software takes up about 3 gigabytes.
Fair enough.
So on an 8 gig... So that means you only... So, when they tell you you're getting 16 gigabytes, you're only getting 13.
And then remember, there's also going to be a bit of...
And then there's going to be software updates.
But also the original kind of thing, like, when you get a 16 gigabyte, you're probably only getting, like, 15.6 or so. So you're getting even less than...
So you're getting about...
You're
all
getting
in
almost
all,
3/4 of what you were
all in all. All in all, you can expect to have 10 gigabytes of storage left for that isn't taken up by software updates.
Well done.
Sorry, we took a small break there. The microphone came out. This is something we're trying to work on. Anyway, so I'm just saying, like, I read a report somewhere that it was that it's only a couple of
dollars,
yeah, American dollars to upgrade to
iOS 8.
To upgrade the storage. So anyway, getting back on track, it has 5.5 inch, 1920 by 180 inch display with 404 PPI, 401
pixels per inch,
mm. 8 megabyte EyeSight camera. But it, what a lot of people are getting mad about is the camera on the back.
Oh, this has stabilization.
The camera on the back sticks out. So, like,
it's
not flush with the phone.
That's going to cause some breakages.
What happens if you have, like, a case?
No, but the phone itself is, the camera itself, like, is coated in sapphire crystal. So, like, you're not going to... So, it's going to be incredibly hard to break the camera.
Yes.
But you might be able to break the side.
Yeah, so, like, if you're kind of putting it into your pocket forcefully for, like, a year of use, you might
the
wear
side,
it and
the side
lens falls
it.
Out or something.
The side of it, yeah. Touch ID. And we heard that it had 2 gigabytes of RAM, but now it apparently only has 1.
So it's now only just as powerful as my old computer.
Again, we said 2 gigabytes was too much, but now I'm kind of worrying that 1 gigabyte won't be enough.
Yeah.
Because it's got a big screen. That's a big screen.
Mm. Although, for all we know, they might have some kind of integrated GPU or something in the A8. Do they? I think they do. Is that metal or something?
No, that metal is for games.
Mm. But that would make sense for a GPU. They might not just mark it as a GPU because it would sound too hardcore.
The M8 is only for... It's basically just for sensors.
Oh.
Right, moving on to...
And
the
on that note, we are at our halfway point. We will take a short break. And we will be back in a moment.
Hey, listen!
For you, the listeners of the Coder Dojo podcast... Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their services. And I'd personally recommend a book myself, why not go with The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/CDP. Again, that's audibletrial.com/CDP for your free audiobook.
And make games and websites and other things about computers, then you should come down to Coder Dojo. It's completely free. There's people your age there, whatever age you are, from 6 to 16, from whatever age, and we're in tons of places, so chances are near you, there is a Coder Dojo. And we're not just talking about in Ireland, we're in other countries too. So I highly recommend coming down to Coder Dojo and give it a couple of weeks. I guarantee you'll like it. And we are back. For those of you who just heard, Kieran got a fillet. So as we talked about the iFixit, teardown of the 6 Plus, we are now going to talk about the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. It is a screen size of 5.7 inches. It has a 1440 by 2560 Yeah, that's the screen size, and it's got a 515 pixel per inch density. It weighs 176 grams. The rear camera is 16 megapixels. The front camera is 3.7, so you can have a great selfie game. Selfie game, is that a word?
A selfie game?
No, as in selfie game, as in to have good selfie game is to be good at taking selfies. I think I just made that up.
Dictionary.
Okay. I'm sure I heard that.
Put it in Urban Dictionary.
I will.
What is a Qualcomm? Is that supposed to be quantum?
No, Qualcomm. It's a company.
Snapdragon processor?
Yep.
Snapdragon's a type of processor.
I've never heard of Snapdragon.
It has 3 gigabytes of RAM.
I'm passing you on.
What the actual hell? Why does it have 3 gigabytes of RAM?
So that's a very powerful phone you have there, Samsung, trying to compensate for something.
Wait.
I think we found our episode title, trying to compensate for something.
Well, it's a big enough phone, so why not fit it in?
Yeah.
And with the Note, they've been well known for having good batteries because of the fact that they're so big they can get away with having a huge battery, so they can last more than a day, which is
that's pretty
unheard of. Yeah,
especially for an Android phone. Oh, snap.
Don't diss Android.
I like Android.
No,
yeah.
No, then I have an iPhone, and before
Android
my iPhone,
oh, yeah.
I had an Android, so I've used both.
But they've definitely changed since what we're using, Froyo or something.
I don't even know what I was using.
Yeah,
did the menu go up?
I forget. I haven't. I had it like 3 years ago.
Probably Froyo.
Anyway.
The Amazon heating system.
Yeah, Amazon are using
the heat from a data center.
Yeah,
to heat their campus.
This reminds me of something. I think back in World War II, when they had like massive computers like that would fill a room, cracking Nazi codes. They actually dried their clothes in those same rooms because there was so much heat. Like, they're basically doing the same thing now, which either tells us that
Everest Grimpa's different. Have you seen the Capron warehouse ad?
Oh. Every what?
Scrimper. It's like people saving money.
What the hell is a scrimper?
As in, it's like, do you have ketchup? It's like, do you have packets of ketchup? Yeah. It's like, takes like
armfuls.
Yeah. Just brings
it
home.
And it's like, it's an ad for, if you don't want to pay too much for your phone, they can help you find a good one for same as like a really cheap one.
Find a decent phone. Have you tried this phone that's only available in Taiwan for
and
the
then
fact
it feels like
that
there's this
human
guy
rights
going to a fancy dress party as a knight, and he just shows up in like cardboard and everyone else in chainmail, so it's a good ad. But anyway, back to the subject at hand.
Anyway, so
yes.
Apple has put anti-spy.
Yeah.
Well, they already have anti-spy.
Anti-spy.
Basically, from now on, don't forget your password. You're screwed. Because you can't call Apple up now and be like,
Yo, Apple,
yeah, what's my password? Because they have relinquished their power from.
Oh my god, relinquish.
Relinquish? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You need a reference.
Childhood memories.
And
no, that's relinquished. Oh yeah, relinquished too.
He was like the first ritual.
He was like the first card I had.
No,
and
he
then
wasn't.
Thousand Eyes Restrict.
What?
It's the big purple one that had a bunch of eyes. It was a fusion of relinquish and some tiny monster.
How you remember that is beyond me.
Because I was older than you. I have point, a more developed brain.
Point taken. Anyway, Apple said, unlike our competitors, Apple cannot bypass your passcode and therefore cannot access its data. So it's not technically feasible for us
if
to respond.
If you forget your passcode, like, Apple won't be able to bypass it and unlock your phone. So you're
technically
going to have to unlock it, like, go into the files, show hidden files, delete password.
Yeah.
Set it back to
now you know what they're going to do.
So it's not technically feasible
that.
For it's not technically feasible for us to respond to the government warrants
Apple.
For the extraction of the device and devices in our possession running iOS 8.
It's going to be basically, I think from that, when they say technically feasible, I wonder if they mean it is not feasible for us technologically, or we are not going to say it is actually possible for us in the public interest of we want to make more money, but we can if the government is breathing down our necks.
Hmm.
It's like, get our top hackers on breaking our own security, now!
And maybe because they don't, because they can't be bothered to remember all the passcodes.
Uh-huh. Imagine how much space
like,
that would take up.
Like, I know. It, well,
just
it's
think,
just a
think.
Text file.
Yeah, but just think.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it in a text file because that would be way too simple. Like, they'd encrypt it and encrypt it and encrypt it.
And encrypt the encryption.
Yeah,
and then put
space.
The URL in the text
file. How many people would use Apple products in this world?
What?
How many people would use an Apple product in this world?
I don't know.
Many.
Over 9,000.
Yeah, over 9,000.
What does the scouter say about his power level? It's over 9,000! What 9,000?
Do not get that reference.
There's
so
no way that
Dragon Ball Z
right.
reference.
Kevin, I'm carrying on. I'm using it as a segue. So let's say 9,001 people or over use an Apple product. That is still a lot. Like, that adds up to a crap ton of space. If
yeah.
Like a million people. It's
but
not much, but it's more than
you'd
expect.
Huge server farms. I'd say iTunes takes up more space than all the passwords.
Obviously,
like,
yeah. But I'm saying it is more space. But, well, I suppose it's Apple, so it's a relative.
Like, I have a text file here, and it is.
It's like 1 KB.
It is four. It is like one page long, and it's fancy. And it is fancy, like, font, and it is only four. And it's not even, like, a megabyte. It's half a megabyte.
Yeah, but it all adds up to
less.
Something.
Yeah, it would add up.
Yeah, I know.
Matter,
I know, but
have,
like
what
do you think? Do you think that 1 terabyte would be able to?
No, God no, not for like the millions of people who use the service. It would probably take
5.
It would take at least probably like 5 memory racks, which would probably have somewhere in the region of 100 terabytes. Because
so if you just took
thank you, Douglas, for supporting my claim.
So like. No, just it fits on a 1 terabyte external hard drive, and you can just carry it around with
copying
you.
All Apple user data. Done. It's like now just to walk over to Amazon.
Hey, Amazon, look
we have the user info.
Look what I got.
So
wait,
how hard
what?
Was that to
wait,
guess?
Oh, very hard.
Like,
wait,
oh, I had to jump through lasers. There were guard dogs. And for some reason, there was a voodoo Steve Jobs. And it's like
a voodoo Steve
like,
Jobs.
Okay, because if you just had to, you know, copy paste, we probably wouldn't pay you your fee. It's like, oh, I know.
I
went through
it's
so much trouble.
Hard. I went
why
so
would
much
Amazon
to
want
why
their
would you
user
even suggest
in,
that?
Why would Amazon
that
want
hurts me
want
deeply?
I know, but why
they
would
log in and delete all the accounts?
But would that not be bad for like, yeah? Are you seriously telling me that Amazon want to hack in, like, pay some guy to copy and paste, copy and paste all the user info onto a 1 terabyte drive they couldn't even delete it.
Conspiracy theory podcast.
They couldn't delete it because they copy and pasted it, so there's still an original.
No,
copy.
As in they log in with the details, and then they go to whatever option there is to, like, delete your account.
So they go around to millions of people and scroll and put in millions of passcodes.
Yeah, but you could automate it. You could probably automate the system.
Yeah, but
and it would just be like, oh, Apple's forgotten all of your data. So, oh, it's a good thing you use Amazon and their service It is great.
Yeah, but wouldn't it look incredibly obvious? Because, like, even if you did hack into it, you would see what was happening.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, just blame it on Anonymous.
It starts with A.
That's how it starts. You blame it on Anonymous.
At the Coder Dojo, if we do something wrong...
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Wait, is it running?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was gone out.
The cable is
wrong. If we do
something
wrong... We blame it on Kevin.
What?
He's our fall guy.
What?
I was like, why is Coder Dojo on fire? Kevin did it.
Who is Kevin, miss?
That's what they do in science, I swear to God. Every time in science, something breaks. Kevin did it.
Oh, God.
Just because they broke a mercury thermometer
one time. That's a genuine reason. That's a genuine reason.
I broke it one time and
that
now they blame it on.
That's the reason eating mercury thermometer
and now suddenly everything.
No, but, like, it didn't go anywhere on the
world
floor.
Peace
it was still I hate
global
you.
Global warming?
Kevin
farted. It was going great. Al Gore was a success, and then you.
And then you had to screw it all with your bloody
fire.
Anyway, now for our dramatic reading segment. But I would like you to know that we are going to be doing faves and raves after this. So, people, get your faves and raves ready.
Wait, let's have a break.
And we are back. So, dramatic reading. I'll go first. We are going first from the Today I Learned from Reddit. So, Today I Learned. So, we're going to go we're just going to go me, Kieran, Douglas, and then back to me. So, and remember, TIL stands for Today I Learned. Today I learned that the fastest spinning neutron star known to man rotates at 716 complete rotations per second.
Okay. Today I learned a modern jet fighter is purposely designed to be aerodynamically unstable with onboard computers which constantly work against this instability. This allows the jet to pull off super agile maneuvers by relaxing the efforts of the computer systems.
Today I learned that when the Knights Templar were dissolved across Europe in the 14th century, the Portuguese branch simply changed its name to the Order of Christ and survives to this day.
Today I learned our brains can make complex decisions while we are sleeping.
Today I learned most of what we consider pirate talk comes from the 1950s Disney movie Treasure Island.
Do what you want because a pirate is free! You are a pirate!
Anyway, so now we're going on to shower talk. Mystical voice. Why is there a D in... Why is there a D in fridge? But not refrigerator.
Bad spelling.
Back. So, a Lego should make a 3D printer set and sell resin and plastic for printing. You just skipped one. So nobody does. Good. I don't. I am the sequel to my older sister.
Not at all the original
Damn you, Michael Bay! Damn you!
You gave the turtles noses!
You destroyed Transformers!
Well, no, that is
pretty cool. You destroyed it and then you made a better
movie.
Damn you, Michael Bay!
And then you destroyed it again.
Okay.
No, it was good.
I think we
found
this week's episode title.
Damn you,
Michael Bay.
What about the earlier one?
Okay, so so now we're doing bad ideas. A Reddit meetup.
Upvote.
Okay. Or actually, no. These are called bad ideas, but as I am going to call them, a Kerryman's ideas.
Oh, don't say that.
Okay, I'm joking.
Dude, one of my teachers is from Kerry.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's our biggest fan. He is our biggest fan.
Okay. Solar powered night vision goggles. And this is my own one. Solar powered torches.
No, that's a thing.
That is a thing.
That is the thing. You get a solar powered torch. And
no, like it only works. No, like.
Oh, is it? It has no battery. It needs to be in the sun to work. Oh, that would be really bad. Drink a bottle of antifreeze and you'll never need a coat again.
Yeah.
Because you'll be dead.
A subreddit for your apartment building.
I think there is something like that.
When playing laser tag, bring a knife to conserve ammo and kill your friends.
The empty bucket challenge to raise awareness for people who are dehydrated.
Empty.
I'm so thirsty.
So thirsty.
Why did I get heat lamps?
Okay, so now, get to know your coder, a new segment we're going to talk about. What we are working on. So any coding projects or projects pertaining to Coder Dojo. Douglas, you can go first.
I'm just wrapping up the Purple Belt project at the moment.
I finished mine 2 weeks ago, but I'm probably going to redo it.
Yeah.
Because yours is so much better than mine.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen like the first couple of minutes.
Yeah. Like, oh.
I have terrible lighting in my room. Anyway. Kieran, what are you working on?
In between projects, working on a website. It's getting there.
Yeah,
but it's.
Yeah, we're working on.
No, not that website.
Oh, right.
A different website. Mm.
I am currently working on a website for the podcast. That
you say I.
Yes, I say I because you have.
People have helped you.
Yes.
People helped you?
Okay, I am working on it and people have helped me for some bits. Namely the CSS bits, and I shall soon be starting working on an e-commerce website for my uncle. So that should be fun and interesting. So now for faves and raves.
Right, I'll go last.
I'm going to be impartial because I can't think of anything.
Ah, Colin, you can think of something. Okay, I'm going to pick Shovel Knight. The game.
Oh.
It counts as technology, right?
Okay, right. If you're going that way, I can talk properly.
So, basically it's a platformer, but it's really good. What is there to say? It's a really good platformer, and you should get it. It's €15 on Steam for PC and Mac, and it's it is also coming to. It is out on 3DS eShop and Wii U eShop at the moment.
Will it ever come out to like Xbox or?
No.
Maybe.
It should be come. It's out on the Wii U eShop and the
3DS
and 3DS eShop.
That looks
amazing. But not
and
in Europe.
It's got all sorts of cheat codes as well. So
yeah.
It can like substitute words, so the adventures of Shovel Knight and Shield Knight can become the adventures of Butt and Shield Butt.
Mm-hmm.
The adventures of Butt Butt and Shield Butt. After many years, he picks up his butt once again to fight evil.
Spoiler! I haven't finished it yet.
That's literally the intro cinematic.
Oh, the intro cinematic.
It's not even a cinematic, it's just a bunch of stills and some text.
Alright, I'll just go second. I would like to recommend series of books. I know that has nothing to do with technology.
It has to be. Okay.
Is there an ebook version?
E-book.
Yeah, there is.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's. I have read all of them but the fifth one.
I read the first one, but. Like, everyone was like, oh my god, this was amazing, but I thought it was okay. Like, I liked it, but.
No, like, it's good enough, but I just started reading it, so it's probably, like, seems better than it is.
Oh, like, when I read it, like, I kind of enjoyed the fact that it was absurd at the same time as trying to take itself seriously. It's like, why are you confused at this thing that
yeah,
is
like I'm probably gonna. Yeah, I'm probably
it's normal.
I'm probably gonna reread it. It's just at the moment I just after starting iRobot by Isaac Asimov, and it's really good. And so soon I'll also be reading Understanding Comics by Scott McCloud. Anyway, Douglas.
Okay, well, you mentioned the video game, so I'm going to mention another video game. Hyrule Warriors.
Do you have it?
I don't, and the only reason I'd be getting it at the moment is so I can get the free DLC, because obviously I'm not able to, given my current time in school. So, but it just looks really good. Like, Link running around, killing everything.
From what I've seen on the internet, it's a 7 out of 10 game.
Yeah, well...
Like, I'll probably get it, but I'm not going to get it anytime soon. Like, I'll wait till it's, like, on sale.
Yeah, but Dynasty Warriors as a thing is not mass market appeal. Like, yeah. I want to get it because it's a Zelda game, and I think it would be really cool. But I'm not entirely sure whether or not I'd be any good at it, because I've tried Dynasty Warriors on the PSP, and I wasn't very good at it. But I still want to give it a go. It just looks brilliant.
So, let's vote. Kieran, you go first. You vote.
Can I redo mine? It feels inferior. But anyway.
Well, you can vote for something
that's
else.
That's good. I vote for Kevin's, because it looks like a brilliant game.
Dungus?
I vote for the Adventures of Butt Butt and Shield Butt.
Yes. So, I win. But I'm going to say... I'm going to say... Adventures of Edge of the Galaxy, because I'm going to be reading it soon.
Whoop, whoop. Mm. Okay.
So, yes.
I win.
Do we have anything else?
No, not entirely. Thank you again for listening
to the beautiful episode of the Coder
of the Coder Dojo
the
podcast.
Coder Dojo.
For listening to the Coder Dojo podcast.
To the Coder Dojo podcast.
And
I will see you next week.
Kieran O'Sullivan, Kevin Smith.
No, Jesus. Jesus.
And Douglas Adams.
Douglas Adams. Mother oh,
of the
yeah. Oh, I get it.
Get out of
Took
here,
him
Kevin.
A minute. Took him a minute.
Get out of here.
So I have been Jesus Asus. I have been here with Kieran and Douglas. I will see you all next week. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you next time.